Hello, this is Matt Schlick from the Matt Schlick Live podcast, where I defend the Christian faith and lay out our foundations of the truth of God's Word. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Kolov.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Kolov, the Devil's Nightmare. In studio with me today for the Q&A with Kolov is Pastor Jay Stewart. Jay, welcome back to the Q&A show.
Thank you, Nikita. Great to be back. I don't know if I'm back by unpopular demand or popular demand, but either way, I'm back, baby, and it's great to be back in the studio with you.
Well, we'll err on the side of popular demand.
There we go.
Yeah. We'll go with popular demand. And, of course, for those who don't know, as I mentioned, I mean, we go back 29-plus years when I first gave my life to Christ, and you were pastor on staff, and we just connected and have remained friends, and you've remained my pastor ever since then.
What an honor.
It's been an amazing journey.
Yeah,
together.
It has been.
It's been an amazing journey. And of course, if others have listened to any of the other interviews we've done in the past, whether it's been on the Man Up show or of course, you've done some Q&As as well, You pastor down in Kannapolis, North Carolina, the Refuge Church, right?
Yeah, pastor there, and then I've come on once or twice. We've talked about the book Welded, Forming Racial Bonds, that I wrote and released, our publisher released back in November of 2020. So we've had some great conversations about that. And about the Refuge and other things as well.
Just the impact that the Refuge has had, not only in the Kannapolis, North Carolina area, but there's several campuses around the state of North Carolina and around the globe.
Yeah.
So pretty amazing. Well, you've got a part of why I wanted to have you back too is you made a major announcement recently as you are celebrating your 60th birthday. You're doing something pretty special. Well, that might be one word for it.
That's one word.
I'll let you elaborate. Yeah. What is it you're doing to celebrate your 60th birthday?
Well, let me lead up to the answer with just a couple of details. So when I turned 50, somebody challenged me, or I wanted to do something that was a little out of the box. Somebody challenged me to do a Tough Mudder, and that was an obstacle course race. And so when I turned 50, I did that. Then I went on to do a few more with my sons, some Spartan races. And so a few years ago, somebody said, so what are you going to do when you turn 60? And I just immediately said, I'm going to ride a bicycle from coast to coast and raise $1 million for some organization or some ministry. And so that began a few years of confirmation that I am certified crazy. But
I hear you.
We go back 40 years ago, Nikita. God put a dream in my heart. It was while I was in college. God put a dream in my heart to ride a bicycle coast to coast. And at that time, it was more like, man, that would just be a fun adventure. Kind of like when Joseph at age 17 had these dreams. And when he had the dreams, it was all about him. And then over time, it became nothing about him and all about the preservation of God's people. So over the course of time, over these 40 years, the dream has become nothing about me, and it's been all about the kingdom. Mm. And so, thank God, the collision of destiny happened May 17th of last year, of 2022, when I had a conversation with the founder of Love Life, Justin Reeder, shared my crazy idea with him. And the reason I was talking to him about it was because in prayer, God had put it on my heart to sit down and talk with him. Of course, in 2022, Roe versus Wade was overturned. The abortion battle continues to heat up. And so that day, May 17th, 2022, Life Ride was born. And coming up on the National Day of Prayer this year, 2023, May the 4th, I'll mount a bicycle in Corona Del Mar, California, ride 3,400 miles all the way over to Charleston, South Carolina, to raise money and awareness and mobilize the body of Christ and hopefully see 1,000 House of Refuge churches raised up for Love Life.
Well, okay, I'm taking a deep breath right now because 3,400 miles across country.
At age 60.
At age 60 on a bicycle, not a motorcycle.
Not an electric bike.
But you'll be pedaling.
I'll be pedaling, yeah.
3,400 miles.
That's right. I'll have to average about 80 miles a day.
Okay.
Some days it'll be 110 miles. Some days it'll be 50. But, over a seven-week period, Lord willing, we're going to make it all the way across the country. We're going to rally the body of Christ together, and we're going to take great ground from the enemy in the greatest moral crisis of our day.
Well, it's what a task, what a feat in front of you. I might encourage you with this. Like you said, some days 110 and some days 50 miles. I might encourage you, like the 110 day, like make sure they're flat ground, and then the 50, like maybe uphill.
I'm already praying for tailwinds, not headwinds. Tailwinds in Jesus' name. I need tailwinds and flat ground. Come on, somebody.
I'm gonna agree. Well, what a vision, though, Jay. Like for real, man. I just commend you to take on that challenge and fulfill the dream from you said 40 years ago, right?
40 years ago. It's just so hard to believe that God has done this, and I really didn't go looking for it. It's just a dream that would never leave my heart.
Yeah.
And it became stronger over the last several years, and I knew God was up to something, and I could not be more grateful that the Lord has tapped me on the shoulder for this opportunity and this assignment.
Can people support this somehow?
Absolutely. It's not just going to be me on the bicycle. There are people all across the nation that are going to be a part of Life Ride. We're inviting people to ride virtually with me, businesses to pull their employees together, churches to pull their churches together, families to come together and log some miles along with me on this ride. And the best way for people to find out all of the 411, all of the details, is to go to liferideusa.com. And they can get all the information as well as watch a great little two-minute video that explains the story that they can share with other people. And listen, we need the body of Christ to come together. We need business owners and business leaders and political leaders and athletes. We just need everybody to come together. It's not a denominational thing. It's not a J. Stewart thing, a Refuge thing, a Love Life thing. This is a body of Christ thing.
It's a God thing.
It's a God thing.
As I've known you for over 29 years, Jay, it's a kingdom thing. You've always been about the kingdom and continue to do so.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That's pretty amazing. And how can people find out more about the Refuge? You pastor the Refuge Church. How, if they want to learn more about the Refuge as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Just go to our website, therefuge.net, and there's a lot of information on the Refuge site as well as a link to Life Ride. All of that's there as well.
Refuge.net, liferideusa.com.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. So, hey, be praying for Pastor Jay, would you, as
please,
he takes on this endeavor? Be praying for the man of God. He's going to need everybody's prayers and support on this. So, it is the Q&A show with Koloff, and so you always have some zingers for me somehow, some way. But let's shift gears and transition and fire away your first question for me today.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm going to go easy on you today, Nikita, but one question that I want to ask you. You've traveled the world, literally. You've been, I don't know how many countries you've been in, but what would you say is one of the most beautiful places or the most memorable places in the world that you've been?
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
It's a great question, and I have, to date, 30 countries so far to date, and there'll perhaps be some more. On just a natural beauty of God's creation, a couple things initially come to mind. Of course, I have a daughter and son-in-law, Kendra and Brandon, who live in Maui, Hawaii. I tell people they're suffering for Jesus over in Maui. Been there for about 8-9 years, and I remember my first trips over to Hawaii, and I'm like, man, this is, you know, they call it paradise. I'm like they're right. This is like paradise here, you know?
Yeah.
And so certainly some of the sights and sounds of Hawaii have been extra special. The very first time I ever saw the Grand Canyon was in a full-out blizzard, like legit. Like I get to Flagstaff. And by the way, I packed for the desert. I did not pack for a blizzard. Like for real.
Oh my goodness.
And I hit Flagstaff and it's a full out blizzard. And I get out, it's like 30 degrees outside. Yeah. I got shorts on.
Oh yeah.
And I did not expect that, right? I came out of Phoenix where it was hot.
Yeah, sure.
Right? And no kidding though, you know the old expression, takes your breath away?
Right.
Now, I've always heard that expression. This is one of the very first times I actually experienced that. And because this is what happened. I made it up and down the mountain paths. I mean, you could only drive 20. There was so much snow, you could only drive 20 miles an hour to even go through the mountain pass to get to the Grand Canyon.
Wow.
And I determined the very first outlook I come to, I want to go see it. I'm that excited to see it.
Yeah.
And so I race out there. I'm freezing, didn't care. And when I got to where I could see the canyon, and it's the snow is coming down, one third of it's white, two thirds of it is still brown, what you might expect.
Yeah.
It's 72 degrees at the bottom of the canyon, 32 degrees where I was. But it literally took, I was like, I mean, and I looked at that and I thought, how can you not believe there's a God by looking at the Grand Canyon?
It's majestic.
Right? And on top of that, in a full-blown blizzard,
right.
To cap it off. Yeah, so cool. those are two thoughts. Now, that's America. One other quick thought, Japan, back in the days when I used to wrestle and go over to Japan.
Okay.
There was some absolutely beautiful place, just breathtaking places in Japan that I saw as well. So,
the only part of Japan I've ever seen was the airport in Tokyo.
Okay. Yeah. No, Narita Airport? You don't remember probably, but it's probably Narita Airport. But anyway, but yeah, I mean, there's more. I mean, you know, 30 different countries. Yeah. God has really blessed me to Africa, the plains of Africa, Jay.
Right.
I mean, I went on like walking and driving safaris, and I felt like I was living the National Geographic magazine.
Been there, man. It's true.
Right.
Yeah.
So you know. So the smells of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're talking about sights.
Yeah.
How about and sounds? How about the smell? I mean, I tell people you can blindfold me, put me on a plane, open the doors, and if I was in Africa, I wouldn't even have to see it. I would just smell it and know that I was there.
That's true.
Know? So. Anyway, those are a few thoughts.
That's great.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Second question. Everybody, I think, has a bucket list, right? Things you want to do. I've got a bucket list. In fact, on my bucket list is going to Hawaii. I've never been before. And if anybody wants to send me afterlife ride, if the Lord should so lead, just I'll receive it in Jesus' name. But we've all got a bucket list. I would love to know, what is something that's still on your bucket list that you really hope that you get to do, see, accomplish before you go to heaven?
So back to travel for just a moment. Of course, I've not been down under, so I hadn't been to Australia
Me
or New
either.
Zealand.
Let's go, Mike.
That's right. Let's go hit the Barbie. And that's right, Mike. Let's go hit the Barbie. Anyway, so. I would enjoy, I think, seeing Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah,
the pyramids of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
I've not seen the pyramids of Egypt.
Yeah.
I would be interested in seeing the pyramids of Egypt. And at some point, I even have an interest of taking about a 60-day window and getting a Euro pass and hitting as many countries in Europe as would be possible within a 60-day window.
Yeah.
whether it's 3 days at the Swiss Alps and 2 days at the coast of Spain or whatever. No timeline, like no set schedule.
Right.
Like maybe you just got a backpack. Yeah. I don't know. But anyway. Yeah. But that is of interest to me as well.
That sounds, all of those you just named sound awesome.
Last but not least, I just went across the border of Scotland when I went to honor. My mom was born on this English-Scottish border in a little town called Carlisle. Mm-hmm. And my sister and brother were with me, and we just went right just across the border. Yeah. But in researching our history, I'm for those who haven't figured it out yet, I'm not from Russia. If you're listening out there and you're like, how come, where's it? Let the cat out of the bag. I know.
Man, really?
But... we have a lot of Scottish roots. Of course, there's Irish roots as well.
I do. I have Scottish roots as well.
Yeah. Come on. Fist bump on that one. I knew we had so much in common.
I love Scotland, man. I've been there.
I know.
I've been there once.
Did you play golf there?
No, and I'm still mad about it, bro. I want to go back. I want to play Royal St. Andrews. That's on my bucket list as well. But no, I didn't get to play golf. I went out and looked at a golf course. That was it. That's all I got to do.
Historical St. Andrews. Yeah. And so I would like to hit Ireland and Scotland only because there's some tie in there with my heritage.
Right.
And so yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's it. That's it?
I told you I was going easy on you today. Man,
you did take it easy on me today. So, well, let's do this before I let you go. One more time. So you're this cross-country trek on bike, liferideusa.com is the website, right?
That is it. That's correct.
And so I want to encourage all of you, go check that out. Can they like follow your progress somehow?
Yes.
I'm just curious.
That's the goal. And I believe every day they're going to be able to kind of follow the progress. I'll be giving some video updates, hopefully every day or pretty frequently, so that they can journey along with me on Life Ride. Because again, we need everybody to engage with this. We need everybody to get involved. And what I want to emphasize is everybody can do something.
Right.
A child can do something. They can participate. They can ride 5 miles on their bicycle around the neighborhood during 7 weeks. Everybody can do something. Pastors, business owners, young adults, young people, whatever.
And at very least, pray, right?
Please pray.
Pray for Jay Stewart and pray for Love Life, the Life Ride.
Yeah.
And just so great to have you in the studio again.
Thank you, man.
And we'll have to have you back post bike ride.
Let's do it.
And hear all about it.
Oh,
so.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait to be able to tell the stories of what God's going to do.
Awesome. You know, I love you, my friend. Appreciate you.
Love you, Nikita. Thanks.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode, Q&A with Koloff. Until next time, Chateau Etat.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one. Hi, Nikita Koloff, and I am excited to announce that I will be hosting my first ever Holy Land Tour. That's right, a trip to the Holy Land with the Russian Nightmare. And I am extending a personal invitation to you to join me December 27th, 2023 for a once-in-a-lifetime trip. Go to Biblical
truthnetwork.com for more information.
This is the Truth Network.